You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. This is Ascent Radio, where the focus is on knowledge, consultation, training, and developing. At this particular time, we're flattered to have a company on today's podcast called eRevalence. One of the field and sales directors of North America is a Mr. Daniel Beers. And Mr. Beers has reached out to me to try to help my organization and make suggestions and how he could improve not just the sales, but also the service with, in my opinion, a very unique approach to target marketing. And I think it would be very valuable for our listeners to tune in. Mr. Beers, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to speak to me today. Why don't you give me a little background about yourself and the company?
Sure thing. My pleasure. And I'm happy to be here. eRevalence was a company founded in 2013 in Austin, Texas. Seasoned team that has created over $1.5 billion of shareholder value. Very well-funded company. We've seen triple-digit growth 3 years in a row. It's innovative pricing, service levels, and results. We serve the aesthetic industry, the dental industry, with a high retention rate of over 1,000 customers delivering near immediate ROI. We are a high-tech powered patient marketing service to generate more repeat business from existing customers.
Dan, if you don't mind, I'm going to continue to refer to you as Daniel or Dan. Mr. Beers, when you're talking about this targeting marketing, I've been marketing since 1983, and my personal opinion is many times that money has not been spent well because of my inability to really understand the marketing, to really make sure that I'm tracking properly. And when you took time out of your busy schedule to sit down with me to see how you could help my company, basically, I know there's some proprietary information here, but in sum and substance, how do you direct and steer the appropriate clients that healthcare industry such as dentistry, whether it be cosmetics, whether it be lasers, implants, oral surgery, any of the nine specialty disciplines, how do you target that? How does it actually work?
So what we do is we're going after your existing customer database. So statistics say that 60 to 80% of your business comes from your existing customers. So a lot of the times the doctors are going out there and they're putting billboards and they're ramping up their website. And doctors say to me, this is how I'm marketing to my patients. And I say, well, you're not marketing directly to your patients. And I said, doctor, can you tell me, you know, how many of your patients, your existing patients are driving by that billboard? How many of your patients are listening to your radio? And they can't tell me that. So what we do is we monitor your patient's behavior. We market directly to your existing patients. We monitor them through how they're clicking Google ads, how they're going on Facebook, Instagram. So like I said, we're really monitoring what they're doing. There's two primary ways to do patient marketing. And one is to go out there and find new patients. It's traditional and digital advertising. The problem is, what I just said, is it's hit or miss, and it's expensive, and it's hard to measure the results. It's a very low conversion rate. What we do is we go after the existing patients. It's more repeat business through your existing patients. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, maybe my billboards aren't touching my patients, but my marketing is. My internal marketing is. And I say, well, what are you doing? And sometimes they refer to a company called Constant Contact. And what they're doing with that is, you're technically spamming your patients. And doctors don't like hearing that, but you're not targeting these patients. So if you're going after a group of patients that, you know, would be suited for a certain laser or, you know, a certain treatment, not everybody's suited for that. So that's why we're monitoring their behavior, and we're putting those emails directly towards those patients. We can tell you exactly what patient opened up what email, when they opened it, and what they Googled and what they searched after they did that. So that allows us to be able to direct these e-blasts to those current patients. We're touching 95.7% of your patients through seven different marketing channels.
Mr. Beers, when someone, when your company gathers this information, this profile on a particular group of patients that we as dentists want to attract, does that patient have the ability to, let's just say, unsubscribe to it if they did not want to hear? How does that actually work if a Mr. or Mrs. Smith receives, I know several times a month I get a report, and that report says to me, so-and-so has unsubscribed, which is telling me either they're getting too much information from me, or the information they're getting, they don't find value in, or they're just not interested anymore. Is this a similar program where someone can opt out when they choose to?
They can opt out. So we are doing three campaigns a month through seven different channels. So for example, one of those channels will be text. They're going to receive that text, and they can opt out of that text. If they do opt out, you do not lose that patient forever. You lose them on that one campaign. Keep in mind, we're targeting these patients, so we know what their interests are. We know what they've been researching. So we have a very low rate of people opting out or unsubscribing, because we're emailing them stuff they're already interested in, already stuff they're looking for more information in, if that makes sense.
Why don't you take the listeners through the protocol that you've been working with me and my company on what the exact process and procedures are? Let's say Dr. Jones or Dr. Smith is interested in contacting eRelevance, going through you or one of the other excellent sales representatives. How do they actually make the system work? Can you explain that to us?
It is. So I would have a conversation with the doctor. And what I would like to do is, because I am covering all of North America, so for you, it was lucky I got to drive down there, which I would rather do. But if I'm talking to a doctor somewhere in California or Ohio, we set up a demonstration over the computer. It's a join me meeting. And I walk them through about 22 PowerPoint slides, and they're able to ask questions and interact. And I kind of go exactly what they'll be receiving as being a customer of eRelevance. So what a practice would get is you get a tech-enabled service delivered by our experts. So you'll have a client success manager that works directly for your practice. You get three targeted patient campaigns monthly. Those campaigns are engaged across seven different digital channels. So it's data-driven insights. We're holding ourselves accountable because all the data is right in front of us. It's also right in front of you. So the practice will be able to see who's clicking what, when they're clicking it, and when they're booking appointments. They'll also be able to see how they're booking their appointments. Are they booking their appointments through text? Are they booking them through email? Are they booking them through a web landing page? So everything that we do is clearly right in front of the practice. So they're able to witness, and they'll see, you know, they'll be able to see exactly where everything is coming from.
So is it correct to assume after a contract is signed between the organization and your company, you then provide them with your email list of patients, or does your company actually go into our computer and software systems and gather that information on their own?
So once you go through the demonstration and you believe this is a solid fit for your practice, we'll set you up with an onboarding call. So you sign the contract. The contract is a year long. And then you'll have your onboarding call about a week later or whenever is suitable for you. And what we do is we pick your brain inside and out. It's about a 45-minute call with your client success manager. And you just tell them what your goals are, where you want to be, what, you know, if you're having an open house, we can do a campaign for that. If you're having new doctors coming to the practice, we can send that to that. So keep in mind, we're sending these to all of your patients. Something like a constant contact, you're only touching 16 to 20% of your current patient database. Like I said before, we're touching 95.7. So if you're having an open house and you have 5,000 in the database, wouldn't you want to send it to those 5,000 instead of just having it touch 16% of them? So that's why these campaigns can be customized to you. And everything, like I said, is customized. We can use our before and after pictures. We can use your before and after pictures. The way we get to your current patients is you provide us with your database. We are 100% HIPAA compliant. So we take that database and we scrub it down. We scrub it down from people that have passed away, people that have moved, old numbers, nicknames, house numbers. We get all that out of there. So if you're telling me that you have 5,000 in the database, I can almost promise you that after we scrub that, you're probably going to have 4,500 to 4,000 in there because we're removing all that bad data. So now we're not wasting these emails, sending them out to these people that it's not acting. So we're getting no kickbacks because all the emails that we're after we scrub are all clean. So everybody will be receiving this.
So for somebody who's not as technologically savvy as yourself, how do you actually get into our database? Do we take a thumb drive and download the information, or does your system actually go in there and retrieve it?
So you would send us your database. You could do it through a thumb drive. You could do it to however you thought was the safest way. The way they operate is obviously HIPAA compliant as well. So there's 100% safety behind all this, where nobody's information would be leaked out or anything like that.
Okay.
And you're requesting the work. We're providing the results, because I want you to keep in mind that this is a service. We're not just giving you the software and saying good luck. We're doing all this work for you. We are customizing everything. We are scrubbing your database, and we are doing every single campaign. The work on your end is we just need to get the thumbs up on the campaign. So for a month, you say, hey, Danny, I want to do a campaign on Botox. So we're going to customize a campaign for your practice on Botox. And we're going to customize it, get it ready. We'll send it to you. Say it looks good. Send it out.
And for real life examples, whether it be fillers, Dysport, Botox, laser for tattoo removals, hair reduction, the list can go on and on, facial rejuvenation, wrinkle removal or reduction. These targeted campaigns, your company has certain databases, certain criteria that knows that a Mr. or a Mrs. Smith would be right for this particular brand of marketing for this particular service, and that's how you do the link. And then it's up to them to follow up with their dentist to schedule the appointments. Is that a fair assessment?
For the most part. So basically, as our first campaign, we would probably do a general campaign where we'd offer every single one of your treatments. And then from there, now we can monitor the patient's behavior through their cell phone or through their email. So 90% of patients, their email is tied to their Facebook, or their Instagram, or their cell phone number is tied to their Google. So that's how we're able to monitor. It's very similar to an Amazon approach. Because for such a long time, this software has been available, but only for larger practices larger businesses like Amazon, like Google. We're the first company ever to be able to provide this for small businesses.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, Daniel, but I understand your company also has some very unique, almost tier marketing opportunities for those individuals willing to try your company and see the success that they can get through this targeted marketing. Do you want to explain a little bit of that?
Yeah, so I just kind of break that down a little better for me here. So the question you're asking is how we are able to provide this marketing service?
Well, my understanding is periodically your company offers promotions. So for example, I sign up today and then I refer Mr. Smith. There is some benefit for us referring clients to your company. Am I correct in that?
Correct. So we have to do a whole vetting process on the practice. We need to make sure they have a proper database of, you know, we can't work with anybody. We can work with people under 1,000 in the database, but we can't guarantee our results as far as seeing 5 times ROI your first month, up to 14 times ROI after month 3. So we have to be vetted. And if you're properly vetted through my CEO and vice president of sales, then we're able to offer you a KOL program. And that's a key opinion leader. What we do is then is anybody that you're able to put in contact with myself or anybody at the company, if we can sign them up, the KOL will receive 5% annuity over a 3-year span monthly. So for example, if you send me somebody right now that has 5,000 in their database, they pay their monthly fee, they pay their database fee, you'll collect 5% of that annuity every month they make that payment for up to 3 years that they have our service. We're seeing a 99.1 retention rate as far as people renewing our service after year one.
And
we also would ask for testimonials. That kind of is up a handshake. We're not holding your feet to the fire to do anything like that. But once the service speaks for itself, if you go on our website, erelevance.com, you can see that, you know, we have several testimonials from several big doctors around the country.
And without putting you on the spot, are you comfortable telling the listeners what their approximate investment would be for groups of, let's say, between 1,000 and 5,000, between 5 and 10 and 10,000 and up? Is there a way that you can give a ballpark figure so that they know what their investment would be?
Of course. So we do have specials. There's certain times of the month they offer specials. If they're trying to, the company is trying to hit a number as a whole. It is a startup company in year 4, so they try to generate MRR, monthly recurring revenue. So if they're behind in a month or ahead, they can sometimes tailor certain specials. But for the most part, our service ranges between $2,000 to $2,500 per month. That's a monthly fee. Typically, you have a one-time startup fee of $19.99. That's the fee you pay if you sign up right now, $19.99. What that does is it allows us to get your database and scrub it down. It's basically a database scrubbing fee. If you hired a third-party company to go do something like that, these numbers would be tripled. So you have your one-time startup fee of $19.99. Then your monthly fee is somewhere between $19.99 and $24.99. And then you pay $100 for every 1,000 patients in your database. So if you do have 5,000 patients in your database, that will be $500 added to your monthly. So if you're paying $2,000 a month for the service, plus your $500 for your database fee, now you're paying $2,500 a month for that fee. So somebody that referred that business, they would collect 5% of that monthly. Granted, we've worked with doctors like Dr. Grant Stevens, who has almost 1 million patients in his database through 60 different practices. So if somebody could refer somebody like that, they'd be sitting pretty for quite some time.
Well, I can tell you this, Mr. Beers, I've had personal contact with you and your company now several times. Everyone has been a straight shooter. They've been professional and they've been upright. And I can tell the enthusiasm in your voice and in your actions that you want to continue to see this company prosper and provide the services that are so greatly needed. And that is, in my opinion, targeted marketing. Basically speaking, whatever our listeners are into, whether it's cosmetics, whether it's implant surgery, implant prostheses, whether it's periodontal care and treatment, you name it, it makes the most sense to target the customer or patient base that are best suited for our personalities and needs to see our practice grow. And at this point in time, eRelevance is really seeing, I think, the future and has jumped on it. And that's why your revenues are high, your business is growing, and kudos to you and your company. And I thank you so much. As far as providing contact information, Dan, is there a way our listeners can reach out and get information? Could you just review the website, perhaps a telephone number or email, so our listeners could follow up with your company?
I would be happy to do that. So the website is erelevancecorp.com. My name is Daniel Beers. Call me Danny. But if you're looking me up on LinkedIn or social media, it'll be under Daniel. My cell phone number is 508-439-3614. I'm on the road a lot, so I'm happy to text. I'm happy to call, whatever the best way to reach out to me. My email is d beers, like the beverage, B-E-E-R-S, at irrelevancecorp.com.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time, and I thank your company for offering a service that is so greatly needed in healthcare, but in dentistry in particular. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Radio with a focus on knowledge, development, communication, and training. I also want to give special thanks to Mr. Doug Foresta and his company, Stand Out and Be Heard. Without his expertise and his time and effort, these podcasts could not be brought to you. Thank you all very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Enjoy the afternoon.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.